this bulletin, Queensland reports a third local case of COVID-19 as police correct the details of a party. Major job losses feared as JobKeeper ends. And in sport, the Brisbane Lions to remain in Victoria as the AFL monitors Queensland's COVID-19 cases. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Karkatsel. Queensland has recorded a third local case of COVID-19 as police correct the details of a gathering held by a confirmed case. Further investigation by Queensland Police say the individual had 5 guests at a house party, not 25 people as previously reported. The new reported community case is the brother of one of the state's current cases and is no longer infectious. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the man is believed to be the missing link between the most recent cluster and a doctor who tested positive earlier this month.
This gentleman is perfectly well, fully recovered, and was picked up through our contact tracing process. So we tested him, he's PCR negative, so he's not currently infectious, he's fully recovered, but his serology is reactive and it suggests that he has had the infection and recovered. We won't be able to do genome sequencing on him because he doesn't have any active virus at the moment, but we will continue to test him to see if we can work out what has happened.
Up to 150,000 Australians may soon be out of work as the government's JobKeeper wage subsidy ends today. Labor Treasurer Jim Chalmers says a temporary extension of the JobKeeper payment is necessary to save jobs across the country. But Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the public should be reassured that other economic support will be provided.
Well, there's no doubt that there will be some businesses that will continue to do it tough once JobKeeper ends. But as a program, it was always a temporary one. Our support continues through targeted programs like the Tourism and Aviation Program, like the Arts Program, like the cheap loans that are available more broadly across the economy. And we'll continue in this year's budget to make further announcements that support economic activity.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Queensland MP Andrew Lamming must stand down from Parliament immediately. The LNP member for Bowman says he will not contest the next federal election after so-called distasteful social media behaviour towards women. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Mr. Lamming must continue to serve his constituents in Parliament.
What we've seen from this member is someone who trolls and bullies women online, his own constituents, bringing one to despair and to think about ending her own life. We've seen him harass a state MP. The fact is that Andrew Lamming isn't fit to be a member of Parliament today. Andrew Lamming should go.
Over 500,000 Australians have now been vaccinated against COVID-19. More than half of those have been administered in state and territory vaccination clinics. Close to 100,000 vaccines have been administered in general practices and over 80,000 in aged care homes. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the rollout has been boosted by domestic manufacturing of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Turning to overseas, and the deaths of over 100 pro-democracy protesters in Myanmar has drawn condemnation from the international community. Australia, the United States, Britain, Japan and South Korea have joined together to condemn Myanmar's use of lethal force against unarmed civilians. Military officials of the countries are urging Myanmar armed forces to work to restore respect and credibility with the people of Myanmar. Children were among the 114 killed on Saturday in the bloodiest day since the military coup on February 1st. Turning to sport, and the Brisbane Lions will remain in Victoria until at least Monday as the AFL closely monitors coronavirus cases in Queensland. The clubs are on high alert and braced for possible last-minute fixture changes. The Lions have been stuck in isolation in Melbourne since the team lost to Geelong on Friday. They are scheduled to host Collingwood in a Round 3 fixture at the Gabba this Thursday. The match may be moved to Melbourne if Queensland's positive cases rise. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny and 33 degrees. In Adelaide, mostly sunny and 25. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 19. Cloudy and 18 in Hobart. Mostly sunny and 23 in Canberra. A possible shower and 22 in Wollongong. In Sydney, a shower or two and 24. In Newcastle, a shower or two and 23. In Brisbane, much the same and 27. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 32. And in Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.